Finding a posture that helps you to be comfortable and alert. Qualities of uprightness, self-respect, dignity, and ease. Over the course of the meditation, it's fine to move. You might discover that it's helpful to shift your posture a little, or you might notice that you've started slumping. It's okay to move. You can even meditate while walking. It's fine. If you're seated, it can help to bring a certain uprightness to your posture. Resting the head over the shoulders. Perhaps feeling as if a little thread is extending from the top of your head all the way up to infinity. Gently, gently lifting you upward, helping you stay upright. In this meditation, we will be valuing a continuity of presence. Being a little deliberate in sustaining attention to whatever the focus happens to be at the time. And noticing even just before it happens, that attention is getting ready to wander, and then bringing it back to the object of attention. So in the beginning, unless you prefer a different object of attention, bring awareness into your body. Letting awareness enter your body and move around inside it. And in particular, be aware of the feeling of breathing. You can feel the rising and falling of your chest. Movements in the diaphragm and belly. Sensations around your upper lip and nose or in your mouth. You can follow the movements of each breath, almost as if the breath is a sweet living thing. Flowing in and flowing out. Increasingly as if the breath is breathing you. For the time in this meditation, letting go of everyday concerns, secluding yourself from them, giving yourself the gift of being free of any deliberate engagement with everyday concerns during this meditation. You're setting them down, almost on the other side of a door. So you can really land here in this meditation. Resting in the breath, you are establishing a growing steadiness of mind. And now we will draw on this steadiness of mind and, in fact, strengthen it by exploring four particular states of feeling. The first of these is relatively mild, typically translated as gladness. And a good way into this is to be aware of something that you find reassuring or inspiring or awakens thankfulness in you. So that you can open to a simple gladdening of the heart. Not forcing anything. This is all about inviting and finding. This gladness of the heart can have a quality of relief or feeling reassured, as if you have received some good news, including the good news of the value of the Buddha's teachings. A reassuring recognition of your own innate goodness. I'll be quiet for a bit as you explore on your own, finding and resting your attention in a growing sense of gladness. The experience of gladness, like any of these other four states of being, is the point. The means you use to find your way into gladness, that's secondary. As you find even very subtle or mild experiences of relief, reassurance, confidence, gratitude, good news, and so on, you can rest awareness in these, in this sense of gladness, taking it as your object of meditation and becoming absorbed in it. You might have a sense of gladness pervading your mind and body, spreading throughout you. Or it might be a very subtle quality in just a small portion of your mind. That's okay. Even if just one little bit of you is thankful for one thing, you can rest your attention there. You can be glad for yourself much as you can be glad for others. A classic kind of gladness is gladness at the opportunity to practice in this life. And then let's explore a transition into the second positive emotion, often described as rapture. It's really okay that there's not a total intensity of this. See if you can, as it were, turn up the volume of the gladness, which might be experienced as a brief pulse of a joyfulness, even a rising blissfulness in your body. There could be a sense of becoming enraptured with the present moment. It's okay to bring to mind something that makes you feel very, very happy. If nothing comes, that's normal, and just keep trying. Of the four we're exploring here, this one's the hardest to do on demand, as it were. But just see what you can do, exploring our actual capacities to increase the intensity, the volume, the intensity of emotionally positive experiences. aspects of rapture can be very loving, like a heart bursting with love. It might help to breathe a little more vigorously, some vigorous inhalations. Perhaps a sense of energizing delight. And then shifting into the third positive emotion of tranquility, letting the intensity of rapture subside, settle down like big waves, big peaks of water. Gradually calming. Rushing waves of rapture, leaving behind a growing stillness of water. Getting a sense of a growing ease and tranquility moving downward in your body from the top of your head, eventually down to your toes. A peaceful weight descending through your body. letting your body be peaceful, letting your mind be peaceful, enjoying peacefulness. And then fourth, letting the sense of tranquility spread into a global sense of well-being. Sometimes called happiness in the broadest sense. I like the word contentment. You might softly think to yourself, I am content. I am all right. This is enough. A happy kind of peacefulness, a peaceful kind of happiness. Marinating in, becoming absorbed in this quality of sweetness.